We are joined here in the Media Center with the Pro Stock Champion of the NGK Spark Plugs NHRA 4-Wide Nationals, Erica Enders. She is back into winner's circle since Epping of 2017. Erica, you brought out a new car in Houston. You made it to the finals, and you are back in winner's circle this week. And talk about your team right now.
Yeah. So I am not shy to compliment my guys. In my opinion, I have the baddest group of men in all of motorsports. So I'm really, really lucky to be their driver. But Rick and Ricky Jones are my crew chiefs. They build our race cars. And more importantly than that, they're the best people on the planet. But we made a car change going into our home race in Houston, Texas last week, Jed Coughlin and myself. And, you know, that was the change that unfortunately we were needing to have some on-track success. So we went to the finals in Houston, like Jen said, and then coming here, we heard a motor in the finals against Matt Hartford, who is an engine customer of ours last week. So we came into this race. I've runnered up the 4-wide a couple of times. I've never won, so this is definitely significant and special for me. So I'm very excited.
Talk about why it's so significant to you to win the 4-wide.
Okay, so funny story, but not really. In 2012, we were here, and they had a wind light malfunction, and Greg Anderson was in my quad, and my wind light came on. So we got to the end of the track. I pulled off the track. All the TV cameras and photographers were down there. I pull over to them. They're like banging on my car, taking pictures, and I'm like, oh my God, this was my first win in pro stock, first for a female ever. So I like put my head down and take my Hans off, and I look back up, and it's ghost town. They are all gone. So they got word that the wind light actually didn't go to our team and went to Greg Anderson's team, which it was very obvious according to the footage. So, but it was kind of like one of those bad Ashton Kutcher videos of you just got punked. So there was like psych, but we went on later that year and won our first race in Chicago. So to be able to come back full circle and finally win the 4-wide 6 years later, it's a long time, but we're very excited.
Questions from the media. Stan
Creekhorn. You have had some tremendous accomplishments in your racing career to this date. Rank what this win means in comparison to your championship, etc.
Well, 4-wide is a very unique format. It adds a lot of extra distractions. You know, it's hard enough with one other competitor in pro stock, as they're notorious for having starting line battles up there. But the trend has been that everybody just gets in a huge hurry to stage up there. So it's kind of one of those deals. You just got to have your mind right. You got to have your heart rate under control, because it can get way out of whack up there. But it certainly ranks high. I mean, it's a first for us, and it's exciting. But, you know, we have had a lot of success, but it's been a long time since we've had success. So this is hopefully the start of what will be a tremendous year.
Lee?
One, what was the pressure like knowing you had the fastest car in the first two rounds for the final?
Well, I like that kind of pressure. I mean, I really enjoy when the weight is on my shoulders. So knowing we have a fast car was great. It's the first time we've had a fast, really consistent race car in a long time. So it was crucial. But to be honest, I really didn't have time to think about the finals, because we rolled up and everything was rushed. I had two of my crew guys in the car with me trying to move weight, put the carbon fiber tunnel back in, and you know, that I'm trying to block them out so I can get my head game right for the final round. And, you know, I barely got to catch my breath before I fired the car to pull up. So the pressure is significant, but I feel like I thrive under it. I love it. And we got it done. That's all that matters, I guess.
And the second one, after you took the wind light, were you thinking about 2012 at all? Like,
no.
Okay, did we get this?
That is funny, though. No. My crew chief was screaming in my ear, so I knew that we had got it done, and I kind of caught the wind light on the guard wall as I went past it, but it was kind of a quick tree, and I felt like I was clean on it. We were 14, so that was good. Two of our competitors ended up having to shut off, so it was my teammate Vincent Nobil and I for first and second finishing here at the 4-wide. So it was exciting, and I'm so happy for our Melling Performance Gallagher insurance car. It's been a tremendous week, and both of those sponsors were on property for the win, for their first win involved at our team at Elite Motorsports, so it was killer.
Any other questions from the media?
From Speed Sport Magazine. You said it yourself, it's been a couple of years since you've really had the performance that you've had the last 2 weeks. Is this the start of something? Could we see you go for a third Pro Stock Championship this year? Do you feel like that's a possibility?
Hell yes. No, I hope so. I mean, it's the changes that we made were challenging changes to make because of the personnel involved with our team, and I think it speaks volumes of the character of my crew chiefs that they were able to put people in front of parts and pieces. So I absolutely believe that that was the turning point that we needed ever since we got this new tire in Pro Stock, which was, you know, the end of last summer from Goodyear. It's been a challenge for us, and we were the only team that really struggled with it. So the changes that we made kind of made those problems go behind us, and I absolutely believe that we will be hardcore competitors, and I've said it a million times and I'll say it again, my money is on my guys, so we'll be great. Thank you.
Alrighty, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank y'all.
What else would love for you to sign, please? Our bracketology winner wasn't here, so we're
going to... I'm going to go...
You almost won bracketology.
You did.
But
did I really? I didn't pick her.
Did you hear that? Erica.
So
we knew a bracketology. She would have won if she picked you.
Right now, thank you.
She said she picked Steve-O and Jerry, I think.
I did. I picked you to runner up.
Don't worry about your sister. Oh, I gotta turn this off.